Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Let's go. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another splendiferous episode.
That's a good goddamn word.
Of No Need for Apologies. I'm the God, Dave Temple.
And I'm the great boy, Derek Gaines.
And we are here hanging out with the standard pillow distance between the two
of us. That's right, the homophobia pillow. I like the good homophobia pillow.
That's what we need.
I love a good homophobia pillow.
Dude, even
Keep
after...
Keep that shit in between.
Even after spending... Like, wait, 10 days
That's
in
fine.
Extremely homoerotic Europe.
But we still kept it nice and straight. Yeah. I slept in my bunk bed across the goddamn shit by myself while you and your girl had the nice twin beds.
Bro,
stop.
What I'm telling
we
you.
We kept that straight cool.
Anytime Derek and I accidentally bumped for any, yeah. This is the only time we ever apologized to each other.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my bad, fam.
Because it's I know, you a nigga over 6 foot. You got some shoulders on. You need space.
We be like, cause like, all right, we just got back from Europe, man.
Uh-huh.
Shout out
Good
to
trip.
Yeah, shout
Wonderful
out to Europe.
Shows.
Shout out to all the new fans and the new listeners that we added on that came out to a show in Europe. Shout out to the old people who were just supporting and cheering for us as we went over there and did our goddamn thing.
It's very nice. Seven wonderful shows.
Yeah, man.
7 out of 7. It was pretty well.
Absolutely, yeah. I don't think we had, like, really a bad... I don't think we had
no
a bad,
bad show
at all, you know what I mean?
We might have been a fish out of water, but we still want to work this shit out.
Yeah. But, yeah, we took a lot of cabs, a lot of goofy little shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-shabob-
down seat inside of a car is insane.
Get with it, New York. Suicide doors.
Suicide
open them up.
Doors.
You can easily sit six people, and if you don't have six and you just got three with magnificent leg space.
Magnificent leg room.
What? Get with it, New York. Like, I don't even understand why we updated the cars to whatever they are now.
London got it going on, bro.
Yeah, yeah. London was cool. So you guys saw the last podcast that we put out, which I guess will be up. Well, that would go up before this one. No, T? Yes? Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, yeah. She was giving me the head like, no, they didn't see that. No, the one from the Airbnb in London, which was a great, fun episode. After London, we did move on to Brussels.
Went to Brussels. Brussels was a vibe.
Brussels was...
Sold out show. Shit, yeah. Standing room only.
Yeah, Brussels was wild because that was an expat show.
Expat
which
show.
Which I'm learning what that thing is. You say expat, whoo, Americans who are lost in other cities, they show up. I don't know what the hell y'all doing out there.
Home base.
And why y'all be so like, Americans are coming? Well, I have to get on out here. You know what I mean?
I had a lot of frumps after the show talking to my black ass.
Yo, we were talking about this last night because I was with Monroe at the stand.
I fell asleep. I was so mad.
I dozed off.
There's
no way you're back on your sleeping habits.
I laid down at 7:45. I woke up at 12:30 like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I went, oh, no.
Did you just end up being up all night?
I missed my friends. I missed the chance to hang out with the six. I was so mad the jet lag kicked my ass.
It was just me and Monroe kicking it. But we were talking about this shit. It was like, yo, nothing but a bunch of sixes.
Oh,
throughout, like, Europe, like, where are the hot people? I'm assuming it's some Scandinavian countries. France.
I saw some asses.
A lot of sixes in France.
A lot of sixes.
A lot of sixes in Switzerland. A lot of sixes
in
Belgium.
London, up in Shortage. Yeah, we was in Shortage. So, I saw a lot of Shortage sixes and sevens.
None of the girls from the magazines that I would see out there. None
I didn't see no Revel London. Uh-uh. I didn't see Zendaya's. Uh-uh. I didn't see these fucking, I was waiting to see the statuesque half African, half English bitches that be having freckles, dark skin with blue eyes and shit. I was waiting for that.
Right. I was expecting girls that would look like the Maybach Music Girl sound.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She sounds gorgeous.
Yeah.
Then you get her and you find out, oh, it's just some Adele. Hey, mate, you like Maybach Music? And y'all like, ugh.
Pull out your cock now, like. Hot. The only bitch I was into was like 55.
Yeah.
I was into this older woman that was hosting the show at Top Secret.
Yeah, you really did.
I just kept looking at her like,
delicious bitch.
She's kind of fine. Like, I was just like, I don't know why, but she's old, but she's fine.
Yeah.
I even snapped on her on the stage and it went off. It was good. It was just a really good time.
So,
but yeah, a lot of sixes, I will
say. From London, we got up and went to Brussels, Belgium.
Yeah.
Brussels.
Did we take a train to Brussels? I forgot.
That's funny. I'm actually drawing a blank right now. I'm assuming we had to.
Because we flew to Geneva. That's what I remember. We flew to Geneva, so we took a train to Brussels. Yeah.
Took a train to Brussels?
Yeah. Because we took the easy jet with the little French lady. Bonjour.
Right.
For the 1 hour we was in the sky, and then we landed in some beautiful ass. That's all I remember. We landed in beautiful ass.
The train to Brussels was like a couple hours.
Yeah.
It was a couple hours?
Yeah, remember we had to go through security to get on that
train? Yeah, we did.
We had to like show our passports and everything.
I remember getting to Brussels and having to use the bathroom. And the wildest shit in Brussels, you got to pay to use the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, you had to pay.
You got to pay. So I'm in line for the bathroom, and everyone's going to the machine and getting tokens.
Mm-hmm.
And this annoying lady who was on our train, it was a train, and she goes, oh, can you help me? I've only got pounds, and they take euros here. And I'm like, that's your fucking problem, lady.
Euro fault, bitch.
Yeah, right? And you're not gonna believe what this bitch did. This bitch, like, I never actually said yes.
Okay.
I went to the kiosk, tapped my card to get a coin to use the bathroom.
Okay.
And this bitch reached in and took it and then handed me the pound. Like, thank you. And I'm like, bitch, no, pounds was London. Like, what the fuck I'm going to do
with
pounds?
And we found out a whole lot of shit about London, especially with that Brexit shit. When somebody broke down Brexit and we was like, oh, they kind of stand alone.
They own their own shit. Yeah. Right. So I'm like, I don't want your stupid pound, lady. You know what I mean? But she had already yanked the thing out the machine, and then she kind of got real Asian. Oh, thank you. Bye-bye. I don't speak. I don't know.
Like, oh, wow.
So I do it again. I get another coin. I'm in line for the bathroom. T came. She needed to go to the bathroom. So we both in this line waiting. There's two bathrooms.
Damn, that's crazy. Bro, that's wild.
Well, I get it, because it was, I remember the train station in Brussels was crazy. It was like, it was homeless central over there. It was mad homeless people. So like the train station would have been disgusting if they don't charge you.
Absolutely.
The bathroom.
That's how you keep the riffraff. That's why out here, New York, them bathrooms, freedom of smell, terrible.
So here's where I get fucked up in the game, right? Because Black Air Force One energy, I'm like, well, duh, just fucking hold the door open for the next person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I remember this lady came out and let the door
jump
slam.
Jump the turnstile so you get a little piss on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this lady came out and let the door slam, and you're like, you jackass, like, hold the door open. So the next person go in, and like, yo, everybody just hold the door open, and we don't have to pay for this thing. This is where I was wrong than the motherfucker.
Okay.
Because once you flush the toilet, a cleaning sequence begins where the bathroom then hoses itself down.
Oh, shit.
So if you didn't pay, you just now in there when the door closed.
Oh, you're going to get sprayed.
All the jets start going
up. Oh, that's how you lose. Wow, they got this shit secure. Oh, you don't pay, huh?
Yeah. Okay. I'm standing in this motherfucker. All of a sudden, these jets came out. And they just... and I'm like, oh, what the
oh,
fuck?
Oh, wow, the self-cleaning.
Yeah, man.
I didn't, you know, I thought of that when I was a janitor back at my church. I'm like, they need a bathroom bomb. Like, there's something you need to throw into a stall, and it just blows up these self-drying chemicals and just knocks all the bacteria.
Yeah, like fucking, what's it called? Like a dishwasher.
Yeah, like a jet. But in a bathroom, you could do it, set a timer, and get the fuck out of here. That's crazy that they already had it.
Speaking of, I'm sure you grew up with a dishwasher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you good at that? Like, did you care if your glasses were streaky or not? Or were you good at, like...
The glasses were streaky, then me and Mom's upgraded to the better dishwashing liquid.
Okay. What's the good kind? Because I'm struggling with that now.
The Comet with the jet, the little red dot thing.
The square thing?
It got to have that extra color in there.
It don't always discharge. Like, sometimes you'll run the thing, and then you come back, and the square is still in there.
I've seen that, but in better dishwashers in my day, from what I remember, the better the dishwasher, when we start getting those silver dishwashers, that's when
with
the door would open.
Steel
It would clean all the dishes for real. And that's when my mom would be like, you don't feel like washing dishes. Put them in a dishwasher.
What? Yeah. I haven't mastered it. Like, we have a dishwasher in our apartment that we kind of wash dishes by hands because we kind of like it. But it's also like, you worry at this point, like, once you wash it 2-3 times to get it, like, all right, well, this is no longer energy efficient, or like we're using mad water. Yeah. You know what I mean? Once you run like a third cycle to get it clean. So
yeah, my dumb ass back in the day, I used to just keep the water running. And I was like, this is probably not good for nobody.
What water?
I would keep the water running while I washed it.
Oh, yeah. I do that too.
Wasting water.
New York. There ain't no water bill in New York. That ain't my business.
Oh, yeah. There's no such thing as a water bill in New York. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, it's
energy and all that other shit.
Right.
Which I need to pay before we go out all April. To do all these shows and shit. I got bills. God damn it.
Speaking of, while we take a quick second to do plugs, let everybody know the shows we got coming up before we go ahead and get back into the rest of this. So this will be a few weeks out, T. What do you say? This will come out in 2 weeks? Like, I can't hear you. Turn. Toto Tower in there figuring it out.
Oh, we're live right now.
Well, I know we're live right now.
YouTube in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Okay, so for the people that are watching live right now, we're actually in Plano, Texas this weekend. Derek and I will be at the House of Comedy in Plano, Texas. The week following after that, I don't know what you got going on. I'm going to be back in Atlantic City at the AC Comedy, whatever House Got Jokes is, whatever New York
That's
Comedy
dope.
Club got
When
going
do we
on.
Go to our first DC joint?
DC is April 8th.
April 8th.
April
All 8th right,
to
cool.
April 9th. In D.C. is part of the D.C. Comedy Festival. Please check us out there.
That's dope.
April 19th and 20th, we will be in Baltimore.
That's extra dope.
At the Port.
That's going to be running gun right there.
It's also 420 weekend and the first 420.
A lot of smoke, a lot of cussing.
It's legal in Maryland. Help me out. I need to check this out with you. I'm not playing you.
All right.
I still think about doing the meet and greet. Afterwards, like a 420 smoke event, we'll charge extra for it. Can you handle that?
These be more niggas be what? Like be more motherfuckers. Remember last time?
Yes.
We had to deal with a lot of ornery ass hecklers.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll do it. You hang out
I'll
with
try,
Dave.
Like, just.
Derek just can't.
Just be on your best behavior. Just don't act fucking goofy.
So that'll be the deal. We'll do that VIP package when you can smoke with us afterwards, but you can't be goofy.
Just be cool. Bring a girl with you.
Because here's the deal. If you're goofy and you get put out, there's no refunds, all right?
Yeah, man, just have a shorty with you to balance shit out. Just don't be weird. Like, just be cool, man. We gonna smoke.
That's so funny.
Shout out to my nigga Justo, probably there, do guest spots or whatever. But, whatever. I don't want to be portrayed as a bad guy.
I know you don't.
But I'm just impatient. I'm just my Shirley and my Crystal.
Yeah.
They're in my blood. My mother's impatient. My grandmother was impatient. They just... But I'm going to try.
Or just come and that's the thing. Come and get cussed out.
I don't want to cuss you out. I don't. I do not. And I know Baltimore niggas is ornery. They like balling their fist up. A lot of heavy-handed decisions happen out.
Pay money to come and get high and
just
get
hang
cussed out.
Get high and don't get cussed out. That's weird. Just come hang with the guys. Shit. Come hang out with the goons and then just be fun.
April 25th to the 28th.
That's Arizona. That's supposed to be good.
Phoenix, Arizona, the House of Comedy down there. So please go to those places.
I got to check that schedule, too, because they still ain't
now,
changing it.
Or please go to our Linktree NNFA, or the link in the bio of any of our pages at NNFA Podcast, where you can get tickets to all of those events. Also, please check out the Patreon, bonus content that will be there. It's me and Lil Baby T responding to any of you crazy videos that you guys have been sending to me, as well as her. You guys have started to load up her inbox with @TianaSasha. With all your little weird Toto videos and all your weird findings. So please, we enjoy every aspect of that. And again, it helps us, you know, make sure that Tiana can pay her bills or whatever, because I think she's like a single Puerto Rican mother or something. Who knows?
That's right. we gotta make sure T good. I'm telling you, sure. T is our brave and wonderful producer. She got us all the way through Europe. So, yeah, let's always take care of T.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mama Gaines, too, for helping us.
And shout out to my mother for booking those flights and those Airbnbs. We had some good time. Fancy little spot in Brussels we was at.
Right.
Fancy spot in Brussels. Fancy little in London, too.
I like the spot in Brussels because it did give me that Taken vibe. Because
it was
that, like,
human
it had that door that just opened out to the street.
Yeah, it was trafficking.
Those weird sirens in the background.
Yeah, and just like, the way we were set up, the people around us. When we got in, there was some girl writing in her little diary on the top step. They didn't look at us.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is a little European.
Yeah.
It's a little strange.
So we get to Brussels, man, do some sightseeing. And it's like, you know, there's like the typical sightseeing. There's like those old buildings with all of the, you know, you go check all that shit out. Brussels, oddly enough, known for their French fries. Their fries.
Their
waffles.
We had waffles in Belgium, and we had their French fries. And nigga, chocolate, they fuck with candy.
Yeah.
It was a lot. Like, Dave says some funny shit. He was like, this is where a diabetic goes to end it all good.
Yeah.
This is like the bucket list for a diabetic.
Because it was just, if you are a diabetic, get yourself a one-way ticket to Brussels and just enjoy yourself.
Enjoy the street
Have
shit,
at
man.
It, man. Get you all the candy, all the macaroons.
Candy. Chocolate.
All of the, and I didn't understand, like, chocolate is a big fucking deal over
chocolate
there.
Chocolate is huge out
I
there.
Just found this shit out, too. Price of chocolate about to go up.
Really?
Yeah, man. So, you know, you boy be reading a bunch of weird random
Is the cacao
shit.
Being threatened?
Yes.
The cacao
yes.
is being threatened.
You are actually right. So, cacao... It grows on a very specific environment. It can only grow like a few miles away from the equator.
Okay.
So there's only like a few countries in Africa along the equator where we get a good supply of cacao. Like
cacao.
80 to 90% of the world's chocolate is coming from these few equator countries in Africa.
Okay.
And the crazy thing is, whoever was in charge of this shit, they just been kind of playing it loose these past couple of years.
Okay.
Like, not planting more trees, you know
Yikes.
What I mean? Not doing shit like that. So,
last
year,
job.
They were short 74,000 tons.
74,000
of
tons.
The world chocolate supply, right?
74,000 tons.
And
74,000 is already enough.
Right.
But 74,000 tons.
Yeah, that's how short they were of the world's chocolate supply of cacao. That they couldn't get out there, and they did nothing about it.
Oh.
So this year, they are like 370,000 tons short.
Yeah, because 70, yeah, they would be.
Yeah, and it's like if you're going to plant trees, you need like 10 years before you get
Yikes.
Cacao out of them things. So
Yikes.
It's about to be a massive chocolate shortage.
Chocolate shortage.
You're about to see the price of candy go up.
That mean I'm going to consume a whole lot less, thank God, for my 40-year-old teeth. I did okay.
Yeah.
But I still probably got cavities from candy.
Yeah?
Yeah, not as much, but I still eat candy from time to time.
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal.
Yeah.
Do you want to get high?
Yeah.
Like really high?
You saying
like really super duper legally high?
Legally high?
Well, it's time to go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8.
Oh, wow.
Listen. Delta 8 is the future. I can tell you this as I've just gone through multiple countries in Europe where the cannabis is not allowed.
The like, cannabis is definitely not allowed.
I had a cop take a blunt from me in France and step on it.
Like he wrote stuff.
And you know why? Because it wasn't Delta 8.
It wasn't Delta 8.
He could tell it wasn't Delta 8.
He could smell that it wasn't THCP.
But if I had Delta 8, which I should have had on me to be like, hey, this is Delta 8. It's found in hemp, and it can be legally smoked in the streets of France. Don't you give me that shit, la policia.
And they had machine guns on them.
Yeah, ain't no reason for me to deal with no machine guns, and I won't ever again. I'm going to go to yoDelta.com and make sure I have all the gummies, all the vapes, all the flour, everything I need to make high nigga pie. I can tell you Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly. So don't go trying to find your way around. Don't drive too fast. You really shouldn't be driving on Delta 8. Just, you know, take it easy. Hang out. So one more time, it's yoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital sponsor of the Gas Digital Network, excuse me. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off.
Yeah.
One more time, that's promo code GAS.
GAS.
For 25% off. Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high.
And I implore you, don't blow the Delta 8 smoke in a French cop's face, because you'll probably get your ass whooped.
Yeah, man. They're tougher than they look. Hey, guys. I want to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Capsulite.
Capsulite.
Yeah, Capsulite is the newest thing on the market. It's a powder that you can take while drinking or before drinking to keep you from feeling awful the
next day.
After drinking.
Wow.
Whether you're drinking that pure alcohol or just going hard on that ginger beer.
Oh, yeah. You know me. I might need myself a Capsulite after all the ginger beers I be drinking.
There's no need to feel great if you just take it before or after drinking.
And that's how you pregame.
Yeah, it's the most powerful product on the market, supports your liver, takes out all the toxic byproducts of alcohol that makes you feel bad the next morning.
And I hear it's doctor formulated.
Yeah, so take it out, share it with your friends. The wild thing, it looks just like a condom wrapper.
Wow.
So it's the appropriate thing to package, you know, to keep you from fucking up your life.
Yeah, man. It should be in your bag with the condoms and all the other things. It says pregame on it.
So go to Capsulite.com, CAPSULYTE.
That's the hip hop spelling.
Yeah, like MC Light. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 30% off at checkout. Please go out here, use this, make yourself as productive as possible. I used this product while I was in Europe. I don't know why I was drinking every night in Europe.
Yeah,
and I don't like to mix drinks. I like to just do straight tequila. Give me a double of tequila on the rocks, and that can get out of control a little fast. But with Capsulite, I wake up back in control of things.
So you can drink like a whole asshole, basically, and feel no consequences the next day.
Yeah.
What?
It's a condom.
I might start drinking.
But for your liver.
I might start drinking, maybe.
All
I drink is the waters.
Yeah. Capsulite. Go check it out. All right, let's get back into it. Yeah. What kind of candies you into, man?
Reese's. I like a Reese's peanut butter cup or the M&M's with peanut butter in there.
That's the only shit I really get into is like the Reese's. Like even when I was a kid doing Halloween trick-or-treating, I was never into none of the other goofy shit. Mm-hmm. I would pick out the Reese's cups, the little
Reese's,
you know what
is
mean?
Always the shit. I've always liked the Reese's cup. Snickers, if you cut it in.
Baby it. Snickers. Yeah, fun size. Fun. I haven't had a full-size Snickers.
A full, man.
Since
you gotta
school,
really
bro.
Be starving to put that veiny triumphant in your mouth. I can't. I'll be like, no.
Or I gotta get my Seinfeld on.
Right. That was one of the best Seinfeld episodes. I was like, why don't we eat candy with fork and knife? It's better. It's less animal.
Yo, though. Am I alone in feeling this? What's that? Reese's catalog has gotten crazy.
Crazy. Reese's, when desserts become seasonings, nigga, it's over.
Wait, what you mean by that?
When desserts or sweet shit becomes other sweet shit that okay. wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like when Cinnamon Toast Crunch became a seasoning, I said, this is the craziest shit I've ever seen in my life. Like, as a dude with sugar, I know.
When they started making coffee creamers to taste like almond joy.
That's dead.
Right.
We're like, dead. That's when a candy blows far. Up. That's right. when a candy goes right. corporate. When it's not candy no more and they change it into something else. Cinnamon Toast Crunch butter. Or Biscoffs, turn into a butter. Oh, yeah.
Bro, every bodega that I walk into now or any deli, the in front of the register is just a sea of orange. It's all Reese's in different forms.
Yeah.
You got the cups. You got the king size cups. You got the thin cups. You got the
trees,
thick
ones. The trees and Christmas.
Right. You got the sticks. Yeah. You got the
Nutrageous.
Right. You got the PCs. You got like it's.
You got the Reese's kit. There's a kit.
It's
you can make
wild.
Your own shit at the crib.
It is wild, man. And I get caught up every now and again. And I treat my Reese's the same way I treat my chicken.
Yeah, man.
Like I have to get a king size. Otherwise, like two is weird now at this point.
Yeah, you a grown man. Four cups.
Yeah, give me four. I know
four
I'm
cups.
Fucking up my sugar with
and
four.
This is what you do. You take two and then you save the other two for a later date or a later time in the day.
I don't
and you don't
that,
feel like a jackass.
I don't have that kind of self-control.
Yeah, man. I figured it out. If you're going to, you got to wrap two because sweet shit is crazy. And I don't talk about this enough. I see celebrity different now because everybody talks about people, Taylor Swift, Rihanna. Nah. I pray to God every night I have a run, the run that Red Velvet Cake had.
Okay.
Do you remember the run?
I remember.
Red Velvet. Like, Red Velvet was nowhere.
You guys
nowhere.
Gave me a Red Velvet cake for my birthday.
It was nowhere.
Yeah.
And then it was fucking every. It was
mm-hmm.
cake. It was cookies.
Mm-hmm.
It was waffles. Mm-hmm. It was waffle fries.
Yeah.
It was fucking, it was, they put it, is it cake? It was like the new cake that you use to make anything red.
And it was just chocolate cake with food coloring.
It's just chocolate
in, right?
cake with red shit in it.
Yeah.
And it just blew the fuck up. And I was like, nigga, every Oreos had Red Velvet. Like, I was just like, Red Velvet seasoning. Like, I'd rather have that kind of run.
Yeah.
Like, I thought of a joke the other day. I want to be as successful as a coffee shop and a train station in Brussels. That's what I want to be. Or in London, wherever the fuck we was at. I want to be as popular as a coffee shop in London at 8 in the morning when everybody's trying to get the fuck somewhere.
Because that
never
was
seen a line
what happened.
That goddamn
we were
long.
In line, and they had it strategically set up where, let's say, if our train was leaving at 7:30, everyone arrived at like 7:10 and immediately got in
and
line.
And as soon as they got past customs, they went straight for the coffee.
And as soon as that line died down, both trains started boarding and everybody went on to their destination.
Mm-hmm.
And I counted like clockwork. I was like, they had to ring in at least 75,000.
Yeah.
75,000 and a
fame
half
to me.
An hour.
Coffee shop in a London train station famous.
I know.
Lying around the goddamn
corner.
The sad
part is if you own one of those, you probably have to show up and work that shit yourself.
Probably, because everybody back there acted like they didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
When I was trying to get my ham and cheese. Hey, niggas, you're rude in the motherfucker, man. I thought they was rude in New York.
Yeah.
No, excuse me. Bump
into. Because there's no tip.
You.
There's no tip coming.
Get the fuck. And nigga, when we, I'll say it again. When we tipped out there, they looked at us like we was Jesus Christ.
I'll be honest, I'm going to get to this later, but me and Tiana did not tip on our last breakfast leaving Paris because we had bad service.
Okay.
And we were fine with that, but I'll get to it later. We'll talk a little bit about it, but we definitely did not tip a motherfucker. Because he was asking for, you know, this is for the chip, no? And it's like, the chip? What are you talking about,
you
the chip?
You don't even know how to say tip, right?
Right, right.
This
fuck
is new.
You.
You
fuck
just, you see two
you.
Americans and now you think.
Exactly. Yeah. I was good like on that. So, Brussels.
Okay.
And I've looked at my pictures in my phone. The pictures in my phone that I took in Brussels, Brussels seems like a really gay place. And it wasn't.
It was.
It was just, we were.
Well, the street we was on got, like, original gay shit.
Yeah, yeah. Like, socks
like
that say bottoms
shit.
In the windows. A lot of S&M shit. So, I don't know what the fuck that was about in Belgium. Seems like there's quite a fucking scene for that. A
lot of babies pissing?
Yeah.
What was that about?
That was their thing. Mannequin Pete, whatever.
Mannequin,
that.
Little Pete.
Yeah. T, can you try to look that up? I think it's Mannequin Pete. You might have to sound it out.
Little boy that's
and
holding his little
Pete
wee-wee
pissing. P-I-T-S, or Mannequin Pits, or something like that. But there was, yeah, there was, you had to go on like the scavenger hunt to find these statues throughout the city. And they were of children pissing. It started off with one little boy pissing in a fountain.
Yep.
There was another, that was the most famous one. There was another one of like a little girl squatting somewhere in the street pissing. We never found that one.
Yeah.
And then there was one that we found accidentally.
Outside of the fucking Airbnb.
Yeah.
Dog pissing on the corner.
Statue of a dog.
Yeah, that's it.
Mannequin Pete. Yeah.
It was a lot of that.
Yeah, man.
Not just one, but gift shops full of that.
Does that have a Wikipedia page, T? Can you tell us what that shit was about? A fucking, yeah, how is that not child pornography? Like,
it's,
I came here
strange.
For the waffles, and I ended up seeing baby dick.
Baby dick pissing. It was weird.
Like, how do you get to make that kind of ceramic over and over again
and different colors?
Right. Right, it's not weird for you to be like, and then, oh, I got the little nuts there, and you get the,
yeah, you
got
to form that little in his hand,
because there's only, I only know one way to make those things. The way they did it, like, remember when they made Michael Jackson the werewolf in Thriller?
Yeah,
they had to put a mold over that nigga.
Yeah, they did.
Get it. So how do you do this without putting a mold over a little baby holding his penis?
It's from like the 1600s, apparently.
Okay,
that's what makes
as
it better.
Mid 15th century, but redesigned in 1619.
Okay. Have you ever heard of this at all?
I've definitely seen that original statue, and then it makes sense that, like, that's a landmark there, so of course they're, like, selling it in gift shops and stuff. It's just, like...
Oh, yeah.
Big yeah. Like, and
it
using
was a lot of
him,
piss.
They were using him to sell gay stuff. Like, I have a picture of him...
Oh, that I don't like.
I have a picture him wearing, like, one of those S&M vests.
Had the little leather look, the spikes with the cross. Looked like a little nasty-ass X-Men. With his dick out pissing. I said, what's going
Leave
on out here?
Leave it to the gays to make it even more uncomfortable.
And then waffles and chocolate and shit surrounding it. It was strange. A lot of chocolate waffles and fries and rainbows. It was wild.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, other countries.
What I did love the most about, though, that place, Brussels, when we did the show, it was like old country where you gotta kind of find your way through the cobblestone alleys at night to find where the show was. You
it
know
was
what
pretty
I mean?
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and you'd be like, "Really, down here?" And they'd be like, "Yeah." You open the door, and the bar is just full of people.
Beer garden full of folk. It was wild. Standing room only.
Just
these strange laughs we got, but it was laughs nonetheless. But European laughs, like you could tell. Like, when I was on stage, I was like, yeah, I'm in another country.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this don't feel like some shit. This feel like another country. But still had a great time.
Their bartender there, she was, I can't tell. Was she hot tea, the bartender, or was it just because she had this weird thing of skin out?
It's because she had her skin out.
Yeah. In the weirdest way.
With her arms, with the little air bright, she had the little lashes.
But she did a weird thing where she had
everywhere.
An oversized t-shirt on, and she took one side of the t-shirt up. And, like, tucked it into her bra.
How about that?
So it was just enough where you're just seeing, like, a little
bit of
side
skin. She had, like, a little TLC thing.
And you go, like,
what about your friends?
Yeah, like, you
can't
tell whether she's hot or not.
She had a little left eye, a little bit. Little T-Boss.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was very strange, but I see what you're saying.
And I will say this. Every European show did this. They serve the drinks and then proceed to do major bar work during the fucking show.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
They
I guess it's time to start washing dishes
give
now.
A fuck
I guess
about
it's
what
time
you
to start
was doing.
Moving kegs around. Like,
that was
what
in
the
Paris.
Fuck is
That's
happening
right, but
right now?
But in Paris' defense, that barkeep was she's an asshole a lot. I heard she's rude a lot. The girl that we had. Don't like when the comedy shows happen because she don't get tipped or something.
Oh, the girl in Paris. No,
yeah!
The girl in Brussels. You and Dave called it too. When you went up, when the host went up, Dave was like, watch, she's going to wash dishes when the show starts.
Yeah.
The second that Dave went up is when she was like, clink, 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 in the back. Like, are you serious?
And they were also doing a weird thing that I guess this is considered sanitary in Europe. They would fill a mug like to the brim with you know, beer and it was foam over, and then they'll just take it and just dip the drink into like the sanitizer, like not fully but just enough to rinse off the outside of the glass and like like some of the foam, but it's like now they're just handing you a chemically covered glass, like, here's your drink, you know what I mean? I'm like,
yeah, man,
yeah, in America that shit would never fly, man.
The only thing I enjoyed, it was the ginger beers that they have overseas are so delicious. I was just like, my God. I didn't know Schweppes made ginger beer. Like, there was like Spinoli, like different brands. And I was like, get the spicy, not sweet, spicy.
We've
and I loved
it. We've actually even come to the conclusion that ginger might have the same effects as alcohol.
Yeah, man. Because I was just out there. I was like, I'm feeling this. Got my swirl on the whole
Derek
time.
Derek gets
ginger
around
beer.
Two ginger beers in and becomes a completely different person.
Yeah, man. I forget everything. I black out. I do a little like a ginger out, like a brown out. Like I'm just not right. And the weed, and then we out. It was the European air. It was a lot. I didn't know jet lag was a thing. Yeah. I meant to hang out with the homies last night. I fell right the fuck. I felt so bad. I was like, I'm coming out.
Yeah. Well, you were struggling with sleep.
I
mean,
couldn't sleep a fucking lick. I couldn't sleep at all in
London. Did you sleep in Brussels?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did. Matter of fact, slept so good, I was afraid we was going to miss the train. So okay. I kept hitting my alarm clock and made sure y'all wasn't moving.
Right,
if y'all
right,
weren't
right.
moving, I'd turn over and go back to sleep. Then hit the snooze again.
Right.
Because, yeah, I was catching up on all that shit in the other countries.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, as soon as we hit the Airbnb, like, I slept very well in Paris. For some reason, I slept well in Geneva in that bunk bed.
Yeah.
I was knocked out. They had five beds in one room in Geneva.
Yeah,
that shit was
Geneva
crazy.
Was our next stop. Geneva, Switzerland is where we went after Brussels.
Beautiful place.
That was a flight. We flew.
A very comfortable one-hour flight.
Easy jet. Some hot-ass French flight attendants.
Right. She was bad. Bonjour. Yeah.
She said, bonjour.
She was like, woohoo.
I was sleepy, so I don't remember much about the flight other than I remember they do it right over there. They board pretty efficiently.
Tell them how they board.
EasyJet. What's going on, America? Why can't we do it this way?
Listen to this
shit. EasyJet, they walk you out to the plane, right? All right, you still kind of got to go outside like
you
a
on the
goddamn
tarmac.
Animal. But fine, I'm fine with that. Two staircases. One at the back of the plane and one
at the front.
And depending on what your ticket number is and if you're sitting in the back half of the plane, you go to the back staircase.
They go
and they're
to
loading
the back.
Up the back of the plane at the same time as the front
of the plane.
It worked magically.
And then when they left the plane, when we disembarked, that's what they called it, everybody got off smooth. Everybody stood up. But everybody was moving.
Right.
And I was shocked.
And
right?
They go like, you know what, America, y'all do this shit on purpose. Because America, would they be, all right, first, do we have any veterans? Do we have any
specialties?
Active service? Anybody with small children that needs help?
I need assistance.
All right, first class, we'd like to welcome you.
They roll the carpet out for niggas first class.
And serve them motherfuckers a meal before adding the
next
boarding
group. Yo, you know
what's
fucked up about first class versus everybody else? You hear people hustling to get on the plane, and you be sipping orange juice or wine. They give you champagne or orange juice.
Right.
You're like, yeah. And then sometimes the way they set first class up, you ain't even got to see nobody.
Right. Okay.
You take that left, and everybody else take the right.
You've done first class a few good
enough
times
that I know.
How many average seats are up there?
What, in first class?
Yes.
Depending on how big the plane is.
Right.
If it's a short flight.
If it's a little plane, maybe six
to eight seats.
Right. If it's a big plane,
but if it's a fucking
big plane, you might get like 15, 20 max.
Yeah, but they all cubicles and shit.
Right. Okay. So 15, 20 max. You know what I mean? Like even at $2,000 a pop. Let's just say at $2,000 a pop,
which is too much for a flight. But anyway,
let's say you got 20 people who are flying at $2,000 a pop. All right.
Okay.
Do the quick, simple, easy math. Right.
Yeah.
It's 40,000.
40,000
in revenue. Is that worth holding up everybody else? You didn't make 40,000. It's 400 other people on the plane.
That's where all the real money at.
Right. Right.
All the real money
you
right
there.
You got
40 other people on this plane that then pay $600 to $800 to be on this fucking flight, and you just going to make them all wait so that you can serve these 20 motherfuckers? And then delay the whole flight when you could open up the back door and just start letting niggas
in
back there?
Letting niggas in the back. Because they really, when they let niggas in the back, everybody was happier. Was nobody fucked up. We all got to Geneva in 1 hour.
Right.
1 hour. We landed. It was beautiful. Got off the joint. right in there.
Right.
Nice.
Now, Geneva was such a great experience because Geneva is just money on top of money.
Money on top of money, bro. The water, that's how I knew, because the water was see-through.
Clear.
We could see the, like when we went to the Louvre, you could see down to the bottom.
Clear, bro.
Swans was out there
you
asleep.
You thought twice before even spitting on the streets.
Yeah, I didn't want to live in
Geneva. All right, you go like, oh shit, this is, and I mean, Geneva, for anybody that's into this, Switzerland is the watch capital.
That's where watches go to tell time. That's what I said. I said, oh, Geneva is where a watch goes to chase its dream.
So all of the major watch brands are there.
And
all right?
Even the rinky dink to the top, from right. Swatch all the way to Hublot and Audemars. I was
right.
Like, God
right.
Damn.
They're all there. It's like the Times Square of watchmakers.
Yeah,
like,
man.
If you don't have a storefront and a presence here, you're nothing. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And the people, I guess some people fly in just to get watches made or
watches.
Pick them up or check in on their shit. I wanted to see, you know, how my watch is coming along.
And if I could talk some real shit, now, Brussels had one kind of chocolate, but Swiss chocolate?
Yeah.
Fucking Switzerland chocolate. We went to chocolate dealerships.
Yeah.
We was in there staring at chocolate. It was fucking jewelry.
Had to get a key and open a case.
Yeah.
And show me.
I saw Dave sample some of this chocolate in the case and where the chocolate came from and the way this was.
It was something to experience. I don't really remember that show. I think that show. Oh, no, that show was cool because Shorty was from Philly. Shorty, he was running that show. Jen, she was from Philly.
She was
all timer. Started
cool.
off with Keith and them
so
back
that,
in Philly.
I remember Keith. I was like, okay, that feels pretty good. Okay. Well, now that wound up. That was our first cave. We was in a cave. It was like in a tunnel cave. It looked like it was something else.
I like that though. I feel like that's where comedy is supposed to be done. Like in a dark, dank place.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm doing this thing down here in the basement. Does anybody want to come? Because it's gonna be pretty raucous.
It's weird. And it was snooty rich folk in there, but they was forced to kind of understand, man.
Yeah.
And when we got them. It was just a beautiful. It was a show.
Now, this was the interesting thing for it to be the richest city that we went to, the richest country that we went to.
The food was okay,
but we stayed in a funny Airbnb type situation. Was that an Airbnb or a hotel?
It was a hotel.
What was that?
It was a hotel.
It was a hotel?
A very small hotel.
Yeah, like, and here's the thing. It was a normal hotel, but it was owned by people. Like, it had a husband and wife's name on it.
Mm-hmm.
And their goal was to maximize profit.
Yep.
So when you look at a regular room that should have had like a queen size bed, you know, a little TV up against the wall, little balcony to open out to a little French terrace.
Well, we had that part.
Had all of that. But someone decided to get rid of that bed. Someone decided to get rid of that desk.
Yeah.
And them nightstands.
Nah.
And they replaced it with a stack of three bunk beds.
A triple.
A three stack
not
high
a triple.
Bunk bed.
Not the poor man.
And two
not
beds
the
next
poor
to
man
it.
Tower.
Bruh.
Not the poverty tower.
That shit reminded me of that episode of Seinfeld where Kramer had Japanese
They was in the drawers and shit.
And they was having the time of their fucking life, bro. And that's what it felt like. Like weird, I'm going to say Indian and Middle Eastern people can't come there because there was a smell in this room clearly left over from the previous
session. Oh, yeah.
Wasn't even that the room was dirty. Just there's
the
just
smell.
There's just some body odors that just don't leave.
But I ain't gonna front, nigga. Some of the smells I smelled over there, I was like, these motherfuckers stink over here.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
We was on that bus. We was in London.
Mm-hmm.
We got on the bus, and then some dude got on in front of me, and I had to move behind y'all.
You reacted hilarious.
I was like, what the fuck? Oh shit! And I'm just immature, and I know I'm the nigga that I was the kid who pointed. I've been that kid. The point kid and smell. I've been that asshole.
He stinks, y'all.
Yeah. Look at the girl with the armpit hair smelling up the front of the graduation. My nana used to smack the fuck out of me.
Right.
I used to be the point
kid. Here's what's weird about the body odor in Europe. It's different than the homeless smell in New York.
Absolutely.
I don't know how
that's
different.
It was a foreign smell.
Yeah.
It was a funk that I've never experienced. I said, my God. And I knew that the co-op grocery store in London was used to it because they was Febreze in the front before I came up. The chick behind the counter sprayed the counter. She's like, yeah, he comes in here a lot. I was like, he smells fucking terrible. Like, I looked around. I was like, am I being punked?
Right.
It's got food in here. You can't have nobody smelling like that. Trying to buy up food.
I don't think it's and that's a weird thing. They never have jobs in food, the people that smell like that. They're always just going about their business. I don't know what the fuck their day is about, but they're always just kind of moving about.
Yeah,
you know,
moving,
I mean?
And not.
Like, we didn't have any waiters or waitresses that smelled awful. It was just like people you just come across.
And it didn't look, they didn't look poor. Don't get me wrong. They did not look poor. They just.
Yeah.
Why the fuck they smell like that?
Now, the funny thing with the bunk beds, we found out. Probably, I've known Derek, how long have I've known you? Probably going on 20 years now, right?
It's been a while,
and I'm never ceased to be amazed at the new shit I found out about Derek.
Oh, yeah, this is pretty funny.
We found out the bunk beds, Derek was, he was used to, I had bunk beds when I was a kid. He was like, you had bunk beds?
But nigga, ain't you an only child?
Yeah. I was like, Derek was an only child with a bunk bed. Sleeping on whatever bed he chooses.
I'm not surprised by this in the slightest.
You're not surprised.
I mean, options.
Have you met him?
Yeah,
like, that explains
options.
So much.
I've met him. It's just
so many
I didn't
options.
Even know that that was an option, Natalie.
Options.
I didn't even know that that was
two,
an option.
Listen
that
to
someone
this.
Would buy
hey, Nate,
a
ready
child.
For this shit? Two different cartoon comforters.
Yeah,
I had Ninja Turtles on the bottom. And I had a completely different superhero up to, like, I was the fucking dog when I was growing up.
That, it was wild.
Two different comforters.
It was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense, but that is just, who buys a child bunk beds?
My mom said, you want bunk beds? I was like, yeah. You want to go sleep on the top or the bottom? Both?
Yeah.
My kind of nigga.
Sleep wherever you want.
Get this nigga.
Sleep wherever you want.
Get this nigga some bunk beds, please.
So that was a pretty interesting thing to learn and figure out. Like,
I'm gonna put it in the set.
Bunk beds.
I'm putting it in the set.
By yourself?
Yeah, man.
It's a different kind of black kid, man. You're a black superhero at this point,
man. I had two beds.
Yeah. We also found this out, Nat, and this is an interesting fact that you might care about. Do you know what the Smurfs are, or are you too young for that?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah, they started in Brussels. A lot of their cartoons started
everywhere.
There.
I did not know that.
Right, and it's weird because now they're trying to like wake up the Smurfs, I guess. Is that the way you phrase it? They're trying to make the Smurfs woke and focus on gender equality.
How about that?
So,
like, relaunch the Smurfs?
I don't know.
A modern spin?
They
well,
had
more
like
than
a
just
big...
one girl. They'll have like a few
okay,
they
like what they did with the... I guess not the M&Ms because it's the same M&Ms, but like the Wiggles, how they have a girl Wiggle now, like what? Is that kind of thing? Yeah, they got a girl Wiggle now.
Hell no!
She's oh shit, you don't like a girl Wiggle?
Did they ruin shit for you? Drums.
Hold
but
on,
that's
what
I'm picturing.
What is that objection that Tiana? I've
what?
Never heard what. Like you got all Little John on
my
us.
That was my brother's jam because they were like these. It was like the first thing. With men that weren't being creepy, you know,
okay.
Like they were for kids.
Okay.
So let the men be non-creepy alone.
And the only way to be non-creepy is to not put a woman in
nigga,
a situation.
What country was the Street Sharks created? That's what I don't know. Where the Street Sharks was created? Remember them toxic
yeah,
ass?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
wasn't
yeah,
that
yeah.
New York?
Fucking sharks with jeans
know.
On.
They weren't
fighting
based in
niggas.
New York?
They were definitely a direct response to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
See if you could pull
sharks.
Up Street Sharks.
Remember Street Sharks?
Yeah, I remember Street Sharks.
I had the
and
toys,
they would chew
I had
up all the
shit.
Streets as they were moving through the streets, just fucking the streets up.
Street Sharks.
Yeah, that's
Street
a
Sharks
weird concept, you know what I mean?
But nah, they had the Smurfs, and I forgot to talk about the Smurfs. But yeah, man, there was like tunnels and caves and old tapestries with Smurfs on them.
I would be curious to see how they're going to rebrand the Smurfs with gender equality with just one Smurf.
Well, one girl
there's
Smurf.
One, yeah, there's one
there's
girl Smurf.
One girl Smurf.
How do you do that? How do you...
Street Sharks.
Street Sharks. Shit, yeah. Over that. That's another thing. No one talks about the awful body images that they were putting on men back then. That's why Benzino looks the way he looks now.
Absolutely.
Because of Street Sharks.
Benzino ain't got no neck. He's just got weird arms. Benzino looked like a Street Shark. That's why he was crying on Drink Champs, because he has the body of a Street Shark. It wasn't about Eminem. It was about him having that weird-ass neck that we all shitted on in high school.
Yeah,
like, what is Ray Ben? We used to go... Benzino. That's how we used to say his name. Benzino, guys.
Benzino.
It's Benzino's diss record to Eminem. Get the fuck out of here. Like, we was dogs in South Jersey.
Did anybody else come out of Boston? Did any other rappers pop out of Boston?
He was a Boston. That's,
yeah, he's a Boston guy. He was supposedly responsible for stabbing Paul Pierce, right?
Natalie said Marky Mark.
Marky Mark. Oh, good shout out to my nigga Donnie Wahlberg. Call, he out of Boston. He's a soul singer.
Yeah, man.
Donnie, shout out a new addition in like a preacher style at the one of them award shows the other night. I'm glad I'm friends with Donnie Wahlberg. He was like, there wouldn't be no NSYNC without New Edition. Wouldn't be no Justin Timberlake without New Edition. Wouldn't be no Donnie Wahlberg without New Edition. No, 98 Degrees. Oh, no, yeah. He just started naming all these white groups that
New
wouldn't
Edition,
have been shit without
all,
New Edition.
But
it was
New
dope.
Edition was Boston, right?
Yeah,
Bobby Brown
Boston
and them, they're from Boston, right?
That's crazy, yeah.
Yeah,
how they come, were from Boston.
How
about
come Bobby
that?
Brown doesn't have a nasty Boston accent?
And how come Bobby Brown have a street named after him out in Boston?
They snatched him up as a kid. No,
is that how it happens? If
you're
but
Bobby
a kid,
was
the
I, Bobby
the accent
picked up the idea of New Edition. They need to give Bobby his own something.
I feel like that accent is on. I've only heard white Boston people.
Yeah, I don't think
because. Like
shout out to Sam J. Sam J. ain't got no
she
Boston accent.
She don't have
accent.
That Boston accent. Patrice O'Neal didn't have.
They
it.
Say shit like on dogs. That's fine.
Okay.
That's on dogs.
Yeah, like, but it might slip out like with a couple words, but she doesn't say like, oh my God, I'm going to the bar. Like, she doesn't talk like that.
A pop from the bar.
Yeah. I guess it's the same way, though, because, I mean, I'm from Philly, and I don't say like bagels and eggles and wah-wah.
Yeah. Water.
You do say water.
Water.
Which drive the comment water. Section is always like, Dave saying water is crazy.
Water. It's water.
Or when
water.
You say him, y'all are like, enim.
Get him.
Get him.
Get him. Get him. That's, but that's Philly.
Yeah.
Get, they used to say get him. When it was joke time, get him.
Get him.
Get him.
And I was talking to him, and I went to some water.
That's the Muslim shit. They be honest with you. That's the Muslims and the Shafiqs and the Meeks and the Shaquills of Philly. Shout out to all my niggas that was already Muslim. In high school with right. The wild new names, what was that name? Ala Wally, shout out to Sharif and the Keith and the Sneef Meef and all them niggas. Yeah, I remember all them.
I know. Did you see Little John? He just converted to Islam.
What is his name now? What's his new Muslim name? Little
Yeah, Johnny. That is good.
Yeah,
what would Little
John's Muslim name be?
Brother Small John.
Huh? Yeah! What was his name be?
Khalid. I am Khalid Muhammad now.
Yeah, Little John, and then, you know, I didn't know Kyrie. Shout out to Kyrie for he'd be busting ass on the basketball court with no food, no drink any because of Ramadan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Kyrie full Muslim.
Good for him.
Shout out to Reggie Conquest. Like too, hey, Reggie if he's still practicing.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, he used to fast for Islam too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's cool, man. You ever thought about
skyhooking with
the
Lord?
You ever thought about
being Muslim? Nah. No. I'm good. I mean, Christian was good enough.
Yeah.
I mean, I got all the principles. I try to be more Christ-like every day. I'm
Bro.
Doing okay at it. I'm not really good at it, but you know.
So
I'm just trying to get my little apartment in heaven.
I am.
I don't even want a mansion.
I'm two books into the Bible. Shout out to the Bible. I'm reading the Bible right now.
Okay,
which is funny. I told Derek I'm reading the Bible. He's like, "Nigga, what you run out of books?
You run out of books?
Like, I mean, kind of, sort of. But
usually when niggas go, just reading. I'm just reading the
Well,
Bible
I
want to
know
fast.
What the shit. Sometimes
I get it.
Pop up and I'll be like, "Yeah, I don't know what that is. So fuck it. What am I gonna do?
When you get the numbers, you're gonna be dozing off. I'll tell you that right now.
Nigga, I was dozing off in Genesis.
Hilarious.
I was dozing off in Genesis. I'm reading Exodus. I'm through.
It don't get good till Jesus part.
Right.
When Jesus
that's
come
wild.
In, you be like, oh,
that
shit.
That was wild. I was on an 8-hour flight, and I was reading through this shit next to a Muslim guy, by the way.
That's pretty
and,
cool.
And I...
Who was fasting
Jesus,
said his breath smelled like straight emptiness.
God, I'll get to this a little bit
later.
Yeah.
Talk shit.
But I'm going to say this about the Bible. Right now... Right now, I think the Jews might be right, bro.
Oh, shit.
I think the Jews might be right.
What you mean?
Because it's just like they've broken down. In Genesis, they broke down like Abraham and all of his sons.
Mm-hmm.
And who all of his kids were. Mm-hmm. Fucking Levi, Isaac, Simeon. You know, all of these different people who end up becoming... The tribes of Israel.
Yeah.
These are the tribes of Israel. Whether you look at them as the black Israelites, whatever. But the tribes of Israel and who these offspring are, this is all the shit that the Jews be talking about. You know what I mean? Especially now through the Exodus is focusing on these motherfuckers being slaves in Egypt, which is God is a tricky motherfucker for this shit.
Go ahead.
You already made a covenant and a promise to Abraham and all his people. So how is it that you allow them to get enslaved? Like, you know what I mean?
It costs to believe.
Bruh,
it costs, nigga.
Like, Pharaoh just cracking the whip on these niggas for years. You know what I mean?
And
like,
Moses had to grow up first.
Right.
Like, damn.
Right.
We got to wait for you to realize you the dude that's going to get us the fuck out.
Right.
So I know that's why everybody was probably like, what was it, Aaron, the
mm-hmm,
brother?
Mm-hmm.
I know he was like, nigga. It took you this long?
Right.
Like, what are you doing? Like, yeah, I got a lot of that.
And then,
go ahead and finish.
And then even still, like, the process of, like, what it took to get the Jews out of captivity.
That was another, wasn't that 40 more years?
Well, that was 40 years of them wandering around in the wilderness.
They got out, and then they had 40 years of this shit.
And
I'm
they
like,
was wandering
God.
Around, eating manna from off of the motherfucking things. Then they would have to deal with this is funny, Moses would, like, dip. Like, he would just dip. Like, I am tired of your bitching and moaning.
Yeah.
I'm going up to the top of this mountain.
I'm going to go write some shit on rocks. I'm going
right.
to write this shit on the
and
rocks.
And, like, he was up there for 40 days and 40
come
nights.
I'm down with this rule book so y'all can shut the fuck right. up.
And that's basically what the rules was. Yeah. All right, everybody, shut the fuck up. I know it's hot. There's nothing I can do about the heat. All right? Rule number two, all right? If it's not yours, don't fuck with it. Like,
yeah.
It's just like, he just had to come down.
Yeah, it was like a bunch of elementary school rules. All right, I'm gonna, y'all some kids at this point. Me and God have come up with a system so y'all can act right during this time. Man.
Right, right. So, yeah, that was, that's where I'm at with the Bible. I think the Jews might be right, you know what I mean?
Well, hey, man, according to the Old Testament, they was right until
the
big homie
right.
came.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty wild. it's a wild thing, man, to go, when you go from that, then you go to the red letters, because he taught, that whole, just the whole, his whole birth, his death, everything behind it, when he was fucking up the temple because they were selling shit in there. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a big story.
Yeah.
It's a big story. If you really want to break down the Bible really fast, just watch The Matrix 1-3.
Yeah, then you're good. I just wanted to read it for myself. A lot
watch
of shit
the
that they're
series.
Saying, though, they get into so much detail about what curtains should be made out of and what the ring should be and how big a table should be for Saturn. It's
man.
So that's basically what the Exodus has been. It's just like them breaking down like mad rules of like what life is supposed to be. And then like somehow they settled on these Ten Commandments, which you're like, all right.
Ten Commandments. And then it get boring. Leviticus was boring. Numbers were boring. Like these, like they just doing all these, this is who this is related to. And this is who, it's like. As long as I was going
to
church,
of.
As long as I could, I have never heard the preacher preach from Numbers.
Right, right.
From the Book of Numbers. Like,
yeah.
Why will be, or Song of Solomon. Solomon had wives upon wives, so he had to write about these bitches.
Uh-huh.
And it's just song after, this is how I feel about this girl. It's crazy. It's a lot. But whatever.
Yeah, man. So
good for you.
We get to, we get Switzerland. Great show in Switzerland. We hang out. We were both in Brussels and Switzerland for just one night.
One night, so that was a blur.
Right, right. We get up and haul ass to the train in Switzerland to make it to France the next morning.
That was fun.
Yeah, nice
the
bullet train.
Fun.
Yeah, wild experience on the train.
I'm sorry about them two old fucks behind y'all. I watched the whole time.
Yeah, which it didn't really bother me. I had some people like that on the plane. But, yeah, I had some old people that just don't have the core strength to stand up.
Yeah,
so they use your headrest. And it's like, all right, if you can't get up, sit the fuck down.
Just sit down.
Just stay seated.
Just stay seated until the end of the trip.
Yeah.
But, nah, your bladder and you need a snack and your sugar bad. No, yeah, it was crazy.
Bunch of soccer hooligans on the train. It was weird. There was a mom with some kids across from us, which that I ain't gonna lie to you, that made me feel a little bad. I'm like, these motherfucking kids is cultured as shit.
Yeah, they
like,
was coloring and reading books.
Yeah, they didn't
no
have
no phones. But that family forced the nigga to sit next to me. Oh, I hated it.
You
just
hated
some
that
French
guy.
Dude with his knee almost touching my knee, and I hated it. He was like, when he came over. First of all, he wasn't even supposed to be sitting where he was sitting. He was supposed to be sitting us the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he figured, nah, I don't really want to be. And then he had to force himself over. You could just tell. And he was like,
yeah, well, you know what? I get it also. For what we represent, which I'm not 100% sure what we represent. If anyone met us there or saw us and began following us, let us know what your first thoughts was. Just because I get it. We were two giant mm-hmm. black Americans.
Yep.
Just casually roaming around Europe and spending money.
Spending money.
You want to talk about fucking people's heads up.
Yeah.
We were tipping, and it was just like, you'd leave a tip. You'd break a motherfucker.
Break a motherfucker. Or ask for coffee with cream on the side. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Where was that at?
That was London.
Oh! Did we talk about that on the last episode?
Nah.
When we went to the late night diner and that Indian dude just fucking malfunctioned when we were asking for food?
Yeah, you know it was like, this is a diner.
Yeah.
Where he asked for food. Dude! Yeah, he was weird, but no.
Late night dinners in London. But Paris, we ended up staying in Paris for three days. I'm not going to lie.
Beautiful 3 days.
Paris, beautiful city. Derek has been on my ass and Tiana's ass. We tried to matriculate. You know, I would get in a little bonjour.
Let me explain something.
Merci beaucoup.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've watched my homie for damn near 20 years go full Julia Roberts on me. This motherfucker went full Eat, Pray, Love. At one point, he was like, look, I'm going to the Eiffel Tower. I don't need you saying shit about the line. I'm doing this experience for me. I want to see the world from up there today, Derek. I don't need you saying any wisecracks or being mad about standing in line. And if you don't like it, get the fuck out. And that's exactly what I did. I left. I was like, you ain't going to Eat, Pray, Love me, nigga. I just leave. I'll see you at the show tonight. I know you need a connection. I ain't never watched a nigga go full Julia Roberts. Tried to accent out bonjour and I tried to ship it. Forgive me. I was like, good for Dave.
Let me tell you something.
I was proud of you.
Let me tell you something.
I was like, you better than me, nigga.
Because I remember at one point, we're all ordering, we're ordering food, and we're like struggling with the menu, but we're like, how are they champagnes with the brioche and the, and, you know, trying to pronounce all this shit. And it was like, they would go down the line. They take my order. They take Tiana's order. And she, can I have the, right? And she try. And then they get to Derek. And they'd be like, cheeseburger.
With the cheese fries. With cheese fries. Cheddar.
And then he would look right at us. Nope, I'm not even going to try.
I'm not. Because I know I sound terrible. Like, I know they know I'm an American. They see it. They smell it. They knew. And I was like, as long as y'all know. Cheeseburger, please. Cheese. And it was a delicious. I got a bone to pick with you, motherfucker.
Go.
Anybody ever never told that was like, the food is terrible in London.
Yeah.
The food is terrible. The food was not terrible at all.
Yeah.
Except the chicken wings. We had some chicken wings the first night in Shoreditch that were awful.
Yeah,
but other than
frozen
that,
wings.
Other than that, I had a pizza that was gluten free. It was the tastiest fucking pizza.
The Italian food we had
was
the
great.
Last day in London.
It was great. At Rosella or wherever.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah.
It was delicious. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was delicious. I was like, what? The food is awesome.
Only thing that was not good was we tried some of your expensive cheese.
Oh, talk about this shit. That's so
nigga.
Funny.
So, all right. I got to open up a little bit and let y'all know in our world. So, Tiana and I, we started a tradition in our dating where we crack a bottle of champagne once a month.
We don't really
drink. But once a month, we will get a bottle of champagne just to celebrate what we've been doing for the month, any
Absolutely.
Kind of progression. And we try to progress with the champagne to get higher, higher and higher. You know what I mean? So France is where the champagne is. That right? Like, that's the place to go. It's actually not champagne if it doesn't come from France.
Absolutely.
Everything else is what? Sparkling wine or some shit like that?
There was a lot of wines in Paris.
Right.
I liked it. But go ahead.
So... boom, we drop into a store, we pick a bottle, you know, very nice bottle that the guy gave us with the fucking, you know, it came in like a wooden casket, you know
What's
what I mean?
The wine at least good?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Champagne was great.
Okay.
So, but we were like, he said it was strong, and he was like, you need to eat something with this.
Mm.
And our goal is usually we just get fucked up on the champagne and, you know, reminisce or whatever. But then he was like, yeah, man, you need to eat something. And I'm like, all right. What do you suggest I eat with it? Because I don't want to eat no trash. Oh, try some of our delicious gourmet cheeses.
The cheese.
Okay, all right, I go to the cheese. So I don't want to fuck nothing up.
Okay.
I don't know nothing about pairing these shits. So I take a picture of the champagne bottle, and I carry it in the phone so that when I come across the cheese store, hey, this is the champagne I got. Give me a cheese that goes with this.
That's supposed to go with the champagne.
Man. And I'm talking about, dude looked right at it. Now, here's where my skepticism is bad, because I always feel like someone's fucking with me.
Okay.
I feel like they know I'm a tourist. They know I don't know what I'm talking about. And I get it. People don't really give a fuck about their job.
They don't.
You don't
care. Especially
give a
when you work at a stinky ass cheese
mart. Right. You don't care about some
we
giant
was in
black
a stinky
dude.
Stinky ass cheese mart.
Yeah. Who's just walking in with his dumb Puerto Rican girlfriend, and they're all like, hey, we want your cheese. Get the fuck out of here, right?
So he did something. I like how he did it. He did like a thing. He did one of these.
Right. But the guy, he goes, this is the cheese that you want to try with this. It's really good, and it's got a little cap in it where like a little hole in the top of the cheese for you to pour the champagne in the cheese and let it soak in the cheese.
Wow.
I'm like, this guy's got to be fucking with me, right?
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I don't know. All right, fuck it.
Maybe
I buy the cheese.
Shit they do out there.
I buy the cheese. I buy the bread, and we got the cheese, and we got the champagne, and we crack it open on a Sunday. We're celebrating our time in Pewee, and also huge happy birthday shout out to Lady T. Tomorrow is her actual birthday, so please, if you guys follow her on social media, make sure you drop a comment or whatever. It's the Toto's birthday, all right? So,
it's actually be a year from that video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to make another one. That shit had me laughing. Like, I laughed. Like, I keeled over laughing. I'm like, this
damn
girl.
We fucking open up this cheese.
All right.
And I mean, it immediately, the funk just took over the hotel room. You're just like, oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Right? But I get it. Cheese is stink. That's what it's supposed
cheese
to do.
Cheese stinks
because
it's moldy.
I don't want to stop there. I don't want to just let the smell deter me.
Absolutely.
So take a piece of the bread, smear it, smear the cheese
smear
on the all bread,
right,
all right. And go give it a bite. And man, when I'm talking about straight to the back of your throat. Like that homeless, like it smelled like goat. Like you ever been to a petting zoo?
It would, it smelled like the zoo.
And you pet the animals, and then the ladies are like, dude, oh, is that the cheese?
That shit like a brain.
Yeah.
That looked like a brain. Like,
right.
Woo-woo.
And it
that
was
like a booty hole.
Yeah. And we are in the room dying laughing because it's like, this shit is horrible.
Why don't you just get some brie? Brie and grapes. You could have some grapes with some brie and wine.
Because the nigga said,
yeah, there's another shot about two clicks this way. If y'all get the fuck out of here and go that way.
The champagne dude was
cool. I was like.
The champagne dude was cool. It was the fact that like.
The cheese the nigga cheese, was weird.
The guys at the cheese spot were like, only this cheese. No
right.
other cheese, just this cheese.
Yeah. And.
No way.
They had a vibe of them. I ain't gonna lie to
I
you.
I think they was fucking with y'all.
Right, right.
If we gonna fuck
Cause
with
Cause they also,
the
dude
cheese.
Gave me a vibe like Mr. Tumnus. From the witch wardrobe.
Lion, witch
thing.
And wardrobe. Yeah,
you know,
the goat
dude
nigga
with the scarf
leg.
And
goat
then his legs
is weird.
Right, right. He gave me that kind of vibe. You know what I mean? And
he
maybe
was too nice.
Maybe he was half goat and he knew like this nasty ass cheese because that's the vibe. It gave me goat vibe, man.
Goat cheese.
Yeah, which that phrase, I don't know what the fuck goat cheese is, but
it's
I think that's what this
goats.
Was, man.
They
this
take
shit.
The milk from a goat and make that the cheese.
See, the worst part of it was
goat
not
milk.
Eating it. It was like, 2 minutes later when you like went and you took a deep breath and it was still in the back of your throat.
Yeah.
It was like part of your breath.
Yeah.
It was gross.
It was in there, bro. It was in there. I don't understand how we got into cheese. I don't understand. Like cheese, beers, anything fermented. The only thing I can think is motherfuckers was experiencing shit like The Revenant. You remember how like in The Revenant when Leo DiCaprio got mauled by the bear
yeah.
and was like in the woods for like months and yeah. crawled back? I feel like that's what happened. Like I went outside. I got fucked up. It took me a month to get back to the cabin. Oh, let me take a cold drink. And you realize like, oh, this shit's been in the barrel fermenting the whole time. You know what I mean? But. I didn't die. You know what I mean? Like,
it was weird.
I feel like that's how they got into this shit.
Shout
man.
Out to the Indian that saved Leo in that movie. You know what was so funny?
What?
Because in the movie, when Leo was ripped up by that bear, he was just trying to get, he was going through the motions. He was fucked up. Indian got him. He was like, your body's rotten. You need some help. and he had to do the prayer, and he had to put all kinds of weird shit in the wounds and shit like that. And it was probably something where it fermented and took out the fucking
infection.
It had to do something to work the infection out. So whatever.
So once we tried the cheese and that was nasty, we also tried the other thing that he said where we poured champagne
and that was
on
doubly nasty, wasn't it?
And let it soak, and that did not help at all.
Well, that's what you learn. You learn things and you move on. And you know, I went shit. I didn't do nothing. I had French toast in France.
Yeah.
Turns out it's a dessert. it's not breakfast. America's fucked up. It's supposed to go at the end, not at the beginning.
Yeah.
France is like,
breakfast?
Yo, this shit is sweet enough right. to be an actual dessert.
Yeah.
And on the thing, at the end of the menu, French toast.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh shit, it's an actual dessert.
It's a dessert.
Yeah.
It is a dessert, and we just be over here wilding with our fruity pebbles and our goofy shit, you know what I mean? So... yeah, man. Shout out to France. Great fucking time.
I'm glad everybody.
No personal space.
I got my picture, but you went up to the thing.
Yeah.
Explain that.
Okay. So what happened? And I'll be honest with y'all. I got a little frustrated.
Because before I got in line, I saw that it was steps and people was going down, and then it was an elevator that went up.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I don't understand where it's going, and I don't know where the fuck these people are coming down.
So this is what happened, guys. And if you follow us on our page at NNFA Podcast, or even on Derek's profile at The Great Boy, there's a pretty iconic picture of the two of us in front of the Eiffel Tower, which is a fucking dope picture.
Shout out to T for getting that the shot that I need, because I flew to Paris for that.
That's the funny thing. Derek said this the entire trip. I just got to get the friend. I got to get this Eiffel Tower shot, and that's it. That was my whole reason for coming. It was just the hot chick syndrome, this motherfucker.
Yeah. I got my picture. And then I saw this nigga started to explore. I was like, what the fuck Dave doing? And plus, I had to go, because I saw them going. I was like, all right, let me see what's happening. Then he hopped in the line, and then you got it from here.
Right. So basically, I don't know. Like, I like perspective.
Okay.
I do observations everywhere. It's funny, a year to date from my helicopter ride around
there you go.
New York City. We actually saw that when I looked at my camera roll. Like, oh, shit. An actual year ago, I did a helicopter ride around the city. But in any city that I go to where they have any kind of observation deck, like I've done the Edge here in New York.
Okay. I've been to the Edge.
Right. You know, any kind of tower that just gets you up and gives you a perspective over the city, why not? Why not take it? You know what I mean? So when I saw the Eiffel Tower thing there, and it was just like, yeah, man, I want to go up. I want to check it out. We had been, T and I went running that morning. Then we showered up, came back, got you, did a little bit of walking around, checked out Notre Dame, checked out some of the city and all that shit. And we were wandering around along their river, not as clear as Geneva. Clearly, Perry, not as rich as Geneva. That water
Geneva
brown than a motherfucker in Paris. That water had a lot of pain and suffering.
Paris had the dirty water.
Right.
I noticed.
A lot of graffiti in Paris, too, man, which is weird, man.
Trains, buildings, everything.
We get to the Eiffel Tower, we take the picture, and I go like, well, I'm going to get in this line. And I figured I got to get something started, and I try to go online to see if they had tickets where I could bypass the line. They do a limited amount during the day, and then everybody
I saw that line. I saw that fast pass line. That was another reason I got up.
So I'm in line to get that. And I had to tell her, like, look, I already know where y'all stand on this kind of shit.
Okay.
If y'all don't want to fuck with it, y'all don't have to, but don't fuck with my confidence or what I'm about to do right now.
Don't yuck up my yum, you bastards. If you want to get out of line, this would be the perfect time.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I'll ride this out and see what's going on.
Right. Nope. So, and you left at the perfect time because we was in line with French people who just don't know shit about personal space,
bruh.
Like, I don't understand. If we gonna be in line for 3 hours, why does your face need to be right here?
Ugh.
Right here.
Yikes.
Like, that's not gonna get you to the top any faster. Yeah. I had to spaz on these people.
There you go.
In line.
Whoa. Yeah.
I didn't want to do that. I didn't want
to
do that.
Nobody wants to spaz out.
Yeah.
Nobody.
And
at least I don't think anybody in my camp wants to actually spaz out on a person.
Right. And the crazy thing is when you say something to them, they go, oh, it is fine now? No, it's not fine. Back up. Stop touching me. Stop it.
It's just fun. No, you still on my neck.
Right. So you got to go take multiple elevators to the top of the Eiffel Tower.
Okay.
And you get on one thing, almost like a lift. They have one of these things in Pittsburgh. It's called the lift. It just takes you up the side of a mountain.
Okay.
They have one of those things that takes you up the leg of it. Now, here's the thing. They got elevators in all four things.
Okay.
For some reason, only one running today. Only one running.
That's got to suck.
And that takes you to the main first floor, like the second level.
Okay.
Where they got like a little gift shop, and they got some snacks, and they have rooms for parties and shit like that, which
okay.
That was wild.
That's cool.
And then you got to get on another elevator that takes you
all the way to the top.
Way up to, and that was like, oh, we up here, bro. We up here. And you could see Paris is like L.A.
Okay.
It's sprawls out. It is huge. Yeah. So I'm glad I got to see that. You know what I mean? Now, the weird thing is, getting back down.
Okay.
They don't seem to be as accommodating letting you out the motherfucker as they was getting
in. Yeah, so they only care about the up. They don't care about the out.
Right.
Okay.
So I got a whole show to do. I was supposed to be at the show at 7:30. We are fighting with people trying to find a way down. Motherfucker actually told me, you could take the stairs if you want. I'm like, nigga, are you? I didn't know. I paid.
On the top of the Eiffel.
I'm not walking down no fucking steps after
that's
I done paid.
Of
y'all,
steps,
yeah.
Man.
And y'all
the
got.
The time we wasted looking on how to get down, we should have just taken the fucking steps.
No, I wasn't taking no goddamn steps because I knew I was going to regret it.
All right. Somebody standing on business.
In. Right, man.
Somebody out here standing on business. Okay.
So, yeah, you get down to the bottom, the fucking Ubers, the surgeon, and crazy, all that. So, I highly recommend anyone, if you go to France and you're going to see the Eiffel Tower, plan that shit out in advance.
Plan it out.
Get yourself a ticket a day in advance, to whatever you got to do. Don't just roll up there and go like, yo, we standing in line. It's not a smart way to do things at all.
Yeah, man. I had a pleasant taxi cab back to, I think I went back to the hotel. Yeah, I went back to the hotel, got a nap, watched a lot of TV with just French playing, no subtitles. I was just like, this shit.
I think that helped me, man.
Yeah.
Watching French pornography, French... I watched Kindergarten Cop in French.
And I watched The Meg 2 in French.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking amazing.
And I'm not going to lie to you. My Spanish somehow has gotten a lot better.
There you go.
Like, so.
Because it's a romance language, so it's all connected somehow. And yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, late night, France, it just turns into pornography. They just let it go. Full pussy,
you tell me,
everything,
yeah.
You man. Tell me. And it's just all...
It's a very sexy place. I saw a lot of... Like I said, I saw a lot of fat asses with regular faces.
Yeah, man.
When we was in France. A lot of pillowy, soft butt. I was like, these girls got ass out here.
Yeah, yeah,
faces
yeah.
was there. Asses was crazy.
And I feel good. Like, I don't know how you feel since you've been back. I definitely lost weight while being out there. You know what I mean? Like, the eating... I realized it was the way
I was. I dogged the gym the last 2 days.
Yeah,
I was dogging in the gym today and yesterday. I was doing like, I was looking at niggas like, go ahead, what?
Yeah.
Doing as many reps as you. Look at all that weight I just put up. Yeah.
Between all of the walking that we did and how long it took between like the concept of I'm hungry until gathering everyone and actually getting down and getting some food to eat.
Yeah,
it was
man.
Like, oh yeah, you don't really get to eat that much.
I was shocked that. How good that gluten-free pizza was. Like, I think about it. Like, that pizza we had with the fucking Godfather playing in that back room.
Oh, in London.
In London.
Yeah.
And the pizza was, it didn't give me heartburn. It was just a very good, just a good, and I went to sleep, didn't wake up feeling like a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
I was just like, wow, the food is a little bit better.
Yeah, man. Our last meal, and I'll get out of here after this, our last meal, went to some Chateau de Temple, like the apparently
uh-oh.
The neighborhood that we were staying in was called Temple. So everything was Temple this, Temple that, which was cool. You know what I mean? So we did like one of them little judgmental cafes, you know,
okay.
All the chairs facing out the
facing
street.
Out to the so street.
Have a little croissant. Have
yo,
a little cafe
these
Americano.
Europeans will judge the shit out of
you. Yeah, it's a fun thing to do,
it's
man.
It's like a fashion show you didn't sign up for. It's weird.
So we sitting there, we eating, and like the dude brought the food out, but he just like stopped. Checking on us.
Oh, okay.
Like, he just went off somewhere to go eat. Like, I came in at one point to use the bathroom, and I found he was just sitting at a table on a computer. All right, fine. But, like, he never came back.
Okay.
Somebody else, we had to flag somebody else down. Like, yo, can we get a check? And he's like, all right, yeah. Now, I'm very big on not taking other countries' money out of the country.
Okay.
So my last day in France, I'm trying to get rid of all my euros.
Mm-hmm.
My euros, they happen to be in change because they give out anything less than a 10, they giving you a coin for.
Oh, yeah, big time.
A two euro coin, a 1 euro coin. So I had like 14 euros, but they was all coins.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, that's enough to pay for breakfast. I don't give a fuck about paying for breakfast and change in France, you jackass. You know
the one
I mean?
That gave me all these dollar coins.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I get it.
So T kind of went a little crazy, ordered it. It came out to be more than the 14 euros. So I'm just like, all right, well, look. Hey, man, when you come to finally do this check, take the euros and then whatever's left, we'll pay on the card. And he goes, but these are for the chips. The what? It's for the chips, and then he's explaining to us that the euros, the hard coins, are for tipping, is what he's trying to get across.
Oh, shit.
So, like, this should just be the tip. And I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah, where are you from? America. America, and you don't know about the chip?
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, we don't know about the chip.
And we've been chipping all week, but now that you bring it up, I don't feel like giving you a goddamn chip for anything. That's kind of what I'm glad I wasn't there.
Right, because you're not even the guy. You're not even our waiter. Our waiter is inside dicking around on the fucking computer right now. You're just some jackass that we had to flag down, and we had to flag him down like twice. Like, yo, give us the check so we could go. And that motherfucker could not believe, that is not a chip. That is a part of the bill, and if you could charge us the remaining part of the bill with nothing left.
No.
Because we've been sitting here unattended for a while. Yes, we're American. Yes, we tip, but not for bad service,
sir. Take them chips and shove it up your ass. That's funny because, us tipping was crazy. Like, people looked at us like we were dukes of shot, like, rich, it was wild to watch.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen a motherfucker react crazy to a tip before.
Yeah, I did feel pretty rich.
I tipped the Indian dude at the diner like $40. This motherfucker lost his shit.
This is more than 74.
Yeah, I know, nigga. I'm just trying to get rid of all these pounds because we about to go to somewhere they don't take pounds tomorrow.
It's only right because we broke him. You needed to tip him to fix.
It was so funny. Let me get a coffee with cream on the side.
What? How do you?
Cappuccino?
Yeah, he made it sound like the coffee and the milk come out of a gun together. Like I can't separate the two.
And then the girl came over, and I never broke a diner before. I never broke a dude at the diner before asking for coffee. I was like, you fucking asshole.
All right, man, this was a good one, a nice little Euro trip recap.
Should we call this
Euro step or Euro trip?
Euro step, like Wes.
One more thing I wanted to bring up to you.
Go ahead.
You know Crack Amico, right?
Yeah.
He referenced you guys on his most recent song.
There you go.
Pretty funny.
Crack Amico? Who the fuck is that?
He's the guy who makes the songs. He makes all the rap songs.
Zach Amico?
Yeah. No, it's a play on, not actually Zach, but people think that. No, he's a guy, he's like a rapper that
he performs at Skankfest and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I'll show you just the one line if you want to see it.
Okay, yeah,
oh, God.
You have it?
He gonna call us all kinds of niggas.
You have it?
I'm scared.
No, shockingly not.
Oh.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh.
I think I could tell you the line from heart.
I can too. I just wanted them to see it.
Oh,
it's
wow.
So good.
Okay, look at that. Song references. I'm kind of excited.
Yeah.
All right, because he done cut. Wow, okay.
Get back to your old gimmick instead of wearing gay clothes and popping that old Zimpic while you call me gold digger. Play around with your little shrimp dick. Better let the real father come over and see his kids, bitch. You grew up privileged more than just a richer kid. Why you acted broke when your dad in the Maryland?
It's about
now we resting in peace and it's got my heart torn. How you forcing your widow mommy to do that fart porn? I'm here policing comedy. These bitches got no talent. Swear to God they hit the lottery. The last gang fest, them comics were saying hi to me. This year they gonna be quiet like they got a tricky out of me. I'm aiming at your temple like I got no need for apologies. These motherfuckers stars and I don't believe in this.
Aiming at your temple. Aiming at your temple. I got no need for apologies. Okay.
Thank you so much,
Crack Amico.
That was cool, man. That was really cool. All right. Yeah, man, we doing something, man. All right, man.
Cracking at your temple, no need for apologies. No need for apologies. Yeah. Okay, yeah, all right.
Someone else, a shout out to LJ Juan. I know he always pops up on me at Skankfest and stuff like that. He just bought a copy of my book and he posted it, but he had also found the original slow version from our alternative intro to the thing.
Oh, shit.
And he had did the thing with that song in the background. I was like, okay, I liked it because I didn't even know who sang that original version. But
I've only got, that's my only second rap reference ever. My first one, a battle rapper shout out Broke Ass Game Show on one of his battle raps. I thought that was pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
He was like, I'll give you 10 bucks in the street like that Broke Ass Game Show. Get the fuck out of here!
We done did Europe, and now we in obscure rap songs. Taking over.
Take
one
a shot at your temple. No need for apologies.
All right, y'all. This has been a great episode. Toto Tower, say goodbye to the people
and happy birthday.
Bye, folks. Watch Gas Digital now. That's my show.
Yeah.
Thank you, and I'm gonna be that person. You know what? If you're listening on Gas, tomorrow's my birthday. Cash App me or Venmo me.
Or
Tiana Sasha, T-E-O-N-A-S-A-S-H-A.
For her,
do it that way.
Get this girl some money.
If you, or subscribe to the Patreon. I think we can get her to at least 50 subscribers on the Patreon for her birthday. Like, if we could get to 50 to start off, that would be great.
And Dave will show his titties if we get him to 50 subscribers.
No. What about the Theragun shit? When are we doing that?
Oh, yeah. They hit us back. I did respond to the email, but we'll figure that out. Therabody, they enjoyed the picture that we posted, and they want to send us some stuff because we're at that age where we're just talking about our backs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nigga, I got a new brace. When I got home, I got a new back brace. It comes with a tingle thing. It shocks your back as well as it stretches your spine out.
Oh, shit. Got you a little electronic corset. Right.
I hate that it looks like a waist trainer, but it helps for you.
Yeah, I remember there was a clip of you saying that you wanted to be snatched and tight, so there you go.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to be snatched.
All right, Derek, no say homo. Goodbye to the people, man.
You know who it is. It's the great boy, T-H-E-G-R-E-A-T-B-O-Y, the one and only on Instagram, all those other social media sites. Yeah, sure.
All right, I'm Dave Temple on all social media platforms and at NNFA Podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. No need for apologies. Peace. Right. This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.